Getting kids to eat healthy foods can be a challenge. Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog, is with us. Sally, talk a little bit about how genetics play a role in kids who are fussy eaters.
Part of this is obviously ingrained, that, you know, it's what your parents feed you, it's how you eat, it's when you eat, all that stuff. But, and it's also what you see your parents eating, which will help a lot. And if they like fruits and vegetables and they're eating them a lot, odds are you will too. But there does seem to be some palatability that is genetically ingrained. And so researchers are still understanding more about that. But it may be why, you know, certain people don't like beets, or they maybe don't like broccoli, or, you know, they prefer slightly sweeter things to foods that are less sweet. So we know that genetics plays a role, and we're understanding more about that.
Interesting.
How do new parents know when the baby is ready for solid food?
Yeah, this is a really good one. And, you know, when you're excited, I can remember being a new parent, and you can hardly wait. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to see that kid eat something. Right. But the problem is that we're often introducing solid foods too early. So the American Academy of Pediatrics says 6 months is really about the time when you should think about introducing foods. Mm-hmm. And one of the things you can look for is, you know, can your baby sit up straight? Can they hold their head up? When they're sitting up, are they reaching for some of your food? Or when you're either breastfeeding or bottle feeding, are they sometimes refusing it? And so those are all signs that probably solid food is something that could be on the menu.
I remember when my kids were babies, the pediatrician said, start with pureed vegetables. Don't go straight to the sweet stuff, because then they'll never go back and have a palate for the vegetables that aren't sweet. So how do you get them to like vegetables? Do you just start with them?
Well, so I think actually for our son, I happened to start with peaches, which was, you know, sometimes that is one of those sweet things.
Yeah.
But basically, you want to go with something that's pureed. You can make foods at home for your baby, but the Academy of Pediatrics also suggests not to introduce spinach, carrots, green beans early on, because these foods can have slightly higher levels of nitrates, which aren't necessarily good for really little infants. So, you know, beyond that, it's really, what can you find? Sometimes it's a little cereal you might want to start
oatmeal,
with.
Yeah.
Might be a little, or, you know, the baby, whatever version of that.
Mm-hmm.
It could be those pureed peas, maybe, which are a nice little veggie.
Yep.
So it's really just trial and error. And the other thing to remember is that the first time you give a food to a child, they may not like it, but it really takes at least 10 to 15 times, which I think is really astounding, 10 to 15 times for somebody to decide that they really like.
So you have to reintroduce it.
So you just introduce it, and you only want to do one at a time. And that's for a couple of reasons. One, it's to kind of condition them. But two, it's also, if there is any food allergy to something that you're introducing, you don't want to have the idea that there have been multiple things. You won't know which one it was. So you just want to go with one.
Well, everything has to be a test of patience, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It's a test for us, right?
When it comes down to it, though, kids eating healthy is always the parents' responsibility.
It is the parents' responsibility. And here's where I think that there are a lot of battles that are set up at the dining table that are really unnecessary. So there's a wonderful researcher named Leanne Birch, and she's looked at this a lot. And she has found, you know, if once the kids are old enough, and I'm not talking about the really little ones that you've got to spoon feed, but once the kids are old enough, toddlers, you're putting food on the table. Parents' jobs are really just to provide the good food. And we tend as adults to spoon out a lot more than the kids can actually eat. So if you leave kids to their own devices, they'll choose what they need. And what's really great about this is they learn to serve themselves. They learn to eat until they're full. We're not imposing any of our ideas on them. And they really take much more control over their own eating. But it's hard, I know. Three bites of your veggies, right? Or until you can have something else, right?
Or all those. Yeah.
And those are the struggles that we set up that often become lifelong struggles.